This is Insurance Marketing with John Carroll, Episode 2. Are you ready? Let's rock.
Welcome to Insurance Marketing with John Carroll, your resource for marketing ideas, sales tips, and business strategies that help agents like you survive and thrive. And now your host, John Carroll.
Hello and welcome to Insurance Marketing. I'm your host, John Carroll, and I'm extremely excited to welcome you to the second episode of this podcast. Today I'll be speaking about a topic that is extremely interesting to me, and it's super important to pretty much every insurance agent on planet Earth. I'm talking about local SEO. SEO stands for search engine optimization. And I'm going to be discussing how to get your insurance agency on the top of the search results when people go out to Google and they look for an insurance agency. And I want to start with a little question for you. So right now, today, as you're listening to this, if someone within 5 miles of your agency went out to Google and they did a search for insurance agency, would they find you? Would you be the first one on the list? Would you be the fifth? Would you be the last one on the first page? Are you even there? Now, regardless of whether you are in any of those different positions, the conversation, the topic I'm discussing today is going to be helpful to you. Because if you're not showing up at all, the information we discuss is going to get you there. If you're number 10, I want to move you up to number 5. If you're 5, I want you at number 3. And if you're a 3, I want you at number 1. And if right now you're sitting pretty because you're the number 1 listing within 5 miles of your agency, that doesn't mean that you don't have opportunities to improve, because you could actually be number 1 within 25 miles of your agency. Ultimately, it doesn't matter, because you still have to keep up and you have to maintain that position. And the information that we're going to be discussing today is going to help you do that. And I want you to just imagine while we're in this exercise, just imagine how many leads you could get, how many policies you could sell, if within 5 miles of your agency, everyone who looked for an insurance agent saw you at the top of the list. Because it's not a pipe dream. It's possible. It's just that you have to be willing to learn what factors play into getting agencies to the top, and you have to be willing to either work or pay someone else to get your agency to the top. Now, today is actually going to be it's the first of a two-part episode about this topic. And the reason I did that is for two reasons. First of all, there's a lot of information, and I wanted to split it up so that it wouldn't be too heavy all at once. But then the other thing I'm doing is today's episode, I'm going to be explaining the factors that Google looks at. So how does Google, you know, what are the different factors that are important to Google? And next week, I'll give you tips, ideas, strategies, and some tricks that you can use to capitalize on that information that Google's looking for and get your agency up to the top. Now, I want to encourage you, don't jump ahead to the next episode, because the information I'm discussing today is actually more important than the things I'm going to be talking about next episode. The reason is because if you don't have a proper foundation of knowledge about Google, you're not going to understand how to get yourself up to the top. So the first question I want to throw out there is, how does Google determine, you know, which agencies, which local businesses they're going to show up at the top of their search rankings? Now, Google's not going to go into detail about that sort of information, because if everyone knew the exact recipe, every business would be up at the top and there really wouldn't be any advantage that Google has. But we can get a clue from one of the pages on the Google website. It's actually in the help section of their local listings section. And I'll put a link to the website on Google where they actually go through this information. But I want to read a few excerpts to you. So this is coming directly from Google. It says, ranking of Google Places listings. I'm going to go kind of fast. Google Maps search results are based primarily on relevance, distance, and prominence. These factors are determined to help us find the best match for your search. Relevance. Relevance is how well a local listing matches what someone is looking for. A complete and detailed listing in Google Business Listings, Google Places, can help us better understand your business and match you to relevant search results. Distance. Just like it sounds, how far is each potential search result from the location term used in a search? And if you don't specify a location in your search, we'll calculate distance based on what we know about your location. They're writing this as if the reader is the person actually doing the search. The last one is prominence. And this, again, from Google, this describes how well-known or prominent a listing can be. This is based on information we have about a business from across the web, like links, articles, and directories. Some places are more prominent in the offline world, and we try to reflect this online as well. For example, famous museums, landmark hotels, or well-known store brands that are familiar to many people are also likely to be more prominent in our search results. And then they go on to say Google Maps, Google Places, Google Plus Local. These are free services, and there's no way to request or pay for a better ranking. In addition, we do our best to keep the details of the algorithm confidential in order to make the ranking system as fair as possible for everyone. So there it is, directly from Google. And again, if you want to read this page directly on the Google website, in the show notes, which are located at insurancesplash.com/2, that's the number 2. If you type that into your computer, it'll take you right to all the notes and the links to everything that I'm discussing in today's show. And so I'll have a link to that. So let me break down this information that Google mentioned. Now, what they're saying is they're basically trying to give the best answers to the questions that people have when they go out to Google. Now, the analogy that I like to use is this. Imagine if you went and you asked the mayor of your town, Mr. Mayor, who's the best insurance agency? You know, he's going to tell you about a few different agencies based on things like, you know, who's been around the longest, who's the most well-known agent, you know, who's the guy that everybody knows, who has the most prominent location there in town, like a big office right on the main stretch. Basically, just all this knowledge that he has because he's a member of that community and he lives there. Now, the mayor of your town can do that because he lives there. Google is trying to accomplish the same thing, but they don't know any of this information. They don't know who knows who. They don't know who's talking about who, but they do know everything that's going on the internet. Now, as scary as that sounds, the truth is there's only so many different things that they can look for to try to determine which local businesses are the most prominent. So if we can identify what Google does have access to, if we understand what Google is looking at to make a determination of who those biggest businesses are, we can adjust that. We can turn the dials to make your agency look better, look bigger, look more prominent, and you can get that number one listing. Now, the different factors that Google is using to determine prominence, I'm going to break those into 5 major categories, just in order to make it easier as you're listening to this. There's 5 major categories of factors that Google is looking for. The first category is your business profile on Google. I'll go into each one of these in more detail, but here's the 5. Your business profile on Google is number 1. Number 2 is your website and the information on it. Number 3 is things about your business or about your website that are located everywhere else on the internet except for your website. The 4th thing is reviews, online reviews that people have written about your business. And the last thing is social factors. By social factors, I'm talking about things like Twitter, Facebook, Foursquare, and Google's own social network, Google Plus. So let's zero in on the very first factor, which is your Google business profile. I want to give a little bit of an explanation about this. Google grants every business owner the opportunity to go into Google and to sign up for an account with them and to actually create a profile about your business where you can include all kinds of information about your, you know, the name of your business, your website, the hours of operation, all kinds of different information. Now, this has been called, most recently, it's been called Google Places. And I'll include a link to Google Places. Google's also currently in the midst of a transition from moving from the term Google Places to being called Google Plus Local. So depending on when you're listening to this, Google Places might be a thing of the past, but ultimately it doesn't really matter because I'm just going to refer to this as your business profile on Google. Now, there are many different factors that go into this. Number one is, have you actually taken the time to go to Google and claim your business profile and say, yes, this is me? There's also a factor of choosing the right business categories for your agency. Again, this week is not about giving you the answers. You're going to have to tune in next week to know what the best categories are. But that is a very significant factor, is making sure that the right categories of business and multiple categories of businesses are associated with your business profile. It's also important, the phone number that you're using, the actual name, address, website that you're using with your business profile. And in that business profile, there's a lot of different questions that they ask about your business. And just about every single one of those questions has some little tricks, some little tips that I'm going to share with you in the next episode, but you're going to have to wait for that. So that is the very first factor that Google looks at, is you have to have that business profile with Google that is has the information that they're looking for. Because remember, one of the factors that was important to them was relevance. And they want to make sure that your business listing indicates that you would be relevant to people who are searching for insurance. So if you want to learn all the tricks about that, you're going to have to tune in next week. The next factor that Google looks at is your website. And there's a lot of different things that they look at regarding your website, but I'm going to go through some of the most important ones. The first one is the domain authority. Domain authority is a general term that refers to how well-known or popular is the website domain that your agency is listed on. And this is an example of a situation where the captive agents, like the State Farm guys, the Allstate, Farmers, Nationwide, those guys have a pretty big advantage over the independent guys because their web page is based, it's located on a domain that has a very, very strong factor to it. So I'll talk more about domain authority of your website next week. The next factor is the page authority. Now, the page authority is how well-known or how prominent the actual page that's related to your agency is. Now, for most independent agencies that have their own website, that page is going to be, you know, the main page of your website, the home page, the blah, 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 .com. But for, you know, some of the captive agents who have a page on the carrier's website, you know, not all of those different agents, not all their different pages are going to have the same authority because some of them are more popular, and I'll talk about that more next week. Another thing that's important is having the right keywords on your website. So if you sell, for example, if you sell renter's insurance, but nowhere on your website is it listed that you actually sell renter's insurance, then Google is probably going to be a little bit less likely to show you in a search result where someone is actually looking for renter's insurance. They're looking for that connect between what people are looking for and what's located on your website. That's just one example. Another thing that they're looking for is location words. So there's some very key parts of your website where if you put in like the local town that you're in or the city that you're trying to get your traffic from, that can help your search results within that city. Another thing that's important is that you have a business name, an address, and a phone number that all match exactly the same information that you used with your Google business profile. So with your business profile, you know, you don't want to say 57th Avenue, and then in your website, it's actually referred to as Broadway Street or whatever, because you know people in town know that. But the trouble with that situation is that Google says, well, what the heck is up with these guys? Are they on 57th Street or are they on Broadway? Which is it? And if they have any kind of confusion at all, they'll just show the next guy. Because what they don't want to do is send one of their website visitors to some random place, because what happens is it makes Google look bad. So you want your website address, business name, and phone number to match exactly with that profile that you have on Google. And next week, I'm going to go into a lot more specifics about how your website can play into, you know, little tricks, little things that you can do to make sure that you're absolutely optimizing yourself for local search factor, search rankings. Now, the third factor, so we talked about your profile with Google, Google Places. We talked about your actual website. The next thing I want to talk about is factors about your business that are not on your website and they are not on Google. They're on everywhere else. And there's two major elements here. One of those is called citations. And a citation is just a mention on another website of your business name, address, and phone number. And the idea here is that if one agency, their name, address, and phone number is listed on hundreds of thousands of different websites across the web, and your agency is listed on Google and Yelp and, I don't know, it's a common one, Superpages, and that's it. It says to Google that you haven't been around as long, you're just not as big, you're not, to use their words, you're not as prominent as that other website is. And I'm going to, so I obviously the key is to get your website name, address, and phone number in as many different places as possible. And I'm going to share with you some tools that can basically really boost you, boost the number of business citations across the web. I'll share some of those with you in the next episode. Obviously, the quantity of those business citations is important, but it's also important that they are consistent. So again, I'm going back to that previous reference where you don't want to be referring to your street address as 57th Avenue in one situation and Broadway in another situation and Broadway Suite 15 in a third situation. You want to have every one of those addresses being exactly the same. And there's some really good tricks that I'm going to talk about in the next episode about how to make sure that your citations are consistent everywhere. So that's citations. Citations again, and you know, I mentioned that citations are listing references of your name, address, and phone number across the web. There's also something called unstructured citations, which would really just be maybe a mention of just your business name and your phone number, or just your business name and your address. And those are, a lot of people have a feeling that those are becoming even more prominent just because they can indicate a little bit more natural of a degree of prominence across the internet. So for example, if you're listed on in the newspaper, you're quoted and they mention your business name and they mention your name and maybe even your phone number, but they don't mention your address, that's something that Google is starting to pick up on because it's an even better indicator than the fact that you're just in more yellow page websites. So there's even more to the citations than just name, address, phone number in as many places as possible. The next thing that is of very key importance about your business that helps with Google is actually inbound links that point to your website. Inbound links are anywhere else on the web where if somebody clicks on a link, it would take them to your website. And there's a lot of different factors about those links that are important, and I'm going to share those with you in the next episode. I will include in the show notes a link to an article that I wrote about some important factors with getting more links to your website and what type of links are very important to you. But I don't want to go on for too long because I'm going to be going through that in more detail in the next podcast episode. The fourth factor that Google looks at is the number of reviews, and the reviews is actually a factor that I think is really gaining a lot of momentum very fast as more people are using Amazon and websites like Yelp to determine the different products and services and companies that they want to use. As more people are using the crowd to determine those best products, I think we're going to see more and more and more of reviews playing an important factor. Now, when it comes to the reviews, it matters to have reviews that are on both Google and other websites like Yelp and Superpages, and I think you can do reviews on Yellow Pages. They also look at things like what kind of words are listed within your reviews, so it can help you a little bit more if somebody mentions the local town that you're in. They say, hey, these are the best guys in East Bumblewood. Within that review, a lot of people believe that that can help you. It also helps if they mention, you know, important keywords about your business. So if they say this is the best insurance agent in town, that's going to help you search, rank a little bit higher for searches like best insurance agent in town or even just insurance agent. And the other thing that they're looking at is the, I think I had mentioned the number of reviews. So obviously if one business has, I'll just use an extreme example, but if agency A has 100 reviews and 100 people have gone out to Google or Yelp or wherever, and they have taken the time to write something about this agency, and then your agency has 2 or 1 or none, I mean, from Google's perspective, again, they're trying to show the most prominent businesses the best answer to somebody's question of who's the best insurance agent. This guy's got 100 reviews, you've got 2. The answer's clear. And I'll include in the show notes a link to an article I wrote a few months back about how to get some more reviews, how to get more positive reviews when people are just more positive reviews about your website. I do have to mention something. I'll go into more detail, more ideas in the next episode about getting those reviews and some keys to making them more valuable to you. But one thing I really have to encourage anytime I mention reviews is that you do not want to fake these. Do not go out and create a bunch of different accounts and create fake reviews, because Google and Yelp and these different websites, they can tell. And if they think that you're trying to play, you're trying to game their system, it's actually gonna hurt you. So that was the fourth factor they're looking for, is reviews. And the last factor is, it's not known to be the most important just yet, but a lot of people believe that it's going to be coming out as more and more valuable as time goes on, and that's social factors. Social factors are things like the number of people who like your Facebook page or follow your Twitter account, or the number of times your agency is even just mentioned or tweeted about on Twitter, how many times people check in to your location on Facebook or Twitter or even Foursquare, and you know, I don't know, you're probably checking in on Yelp too. That also includes things like Google Plus. Now, Google Plus is Google's version of, you know, like Facebook. It's their kind of attempt to be a better Facebook. And you can have a profile with them for your agency. And again, you can get people to like that profile. You can get people to make messages about your agency. And again, I'm going to give you a whole bunch more resources and ideas on how you can use Google's own social network to tell Google, hey, we're big, we're large, put us at the top of your search results. So I just want to review what we talked about today. I started off by discussing the three main factors that Google lists on their own website of how they rank local businesses. Those three factors were relevance, distance, and prominence. We then went through an analogy of how Google kind of tries to act like they're the mayor of your town, using the details that they find on the internet to try to determine who's the biggest, the baddest, and the awesomest insurance agent in town, and how if we just understand those different factors, we'll be able to create a profile that resembles that to show up higher in Google. And then we went through the five different factors, and those five different factors were the business profile that you set up with Google in Google Plus Local or Google Places, information and the way that your current website is set up. That's the second thing. The third thing is things that are off of your website but are about your business or about your website. The fourth thing were the reviews. And the fifth thing is social factors. I really hope that this informational session has been a good foundation, a good bit of knowledge for you to understand and try to wrap your head around this topic. Because I know a lot of agents who say, you know what, this is just, it's too complicated. I'm going to let Google do their thing and I'm going to focus, I'm just going to let it happen. But the honest truth is that it's not that complicated. You really can I don't want to say trick or fool, but you can, it's like selling insurance, right? Sometimes people need a little nudge, and Google might just need a little bit of a nudge to recognize that you deserve that top ranking on their search results. And so next week, next episode, I'm going to go into more detail. I'm going to tell you about all kinds of really nitty-gritty tricks you can do, different tools you can use to get more citations, get more links to your website. I'm going to tell you about all the different factors with your Google profile that are going to be huge. And I really think that if you follow these, you're going to see significant results. Not overnight, not in 30 days, but you should see results in 60 to 90 days. Ultimately, you know, we're probably talking about 6 to 9 months. But again, I'm going to bring you back to the thing I talked about at the beginning of this show, which was just imagine how much it would help your business if within 5 miles, everyone who searched for insurance found your name. And that's the point that I want to leave you with. Again, you can get the show notes, which will have links to content that I talked about today by going to insurancesplash.com/2, just the number 2. I genuinely appreciate you listening along this long. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to Insurance Marketing with John Carroll, brought to you by insurancesplash.com. Now get out there and sell insurance.